pissed off. I've heard people say if they want to be cute, get cute about it. Well, it's much better to be pissed off than pissed on.
So, okay.
Dr. Patterson can do with that what he wishes.
Well, I don't know what I do with that. Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just...
Keep calm. Just cool it. Just hold your horses.
Mm. I haven't heard that in a long time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just relax. Take it easy.
Yes. If you've been working very hard, you'd say you're...
tired.
Other ways of saying tired?
Let's see. Well, I'm just shot. I've had it. I'm bushed. I'm wrecked.
Stronger than that? I'm all?
I'm worn out. And it's going to be cute about it. You might say I'm just wore out. Wore out. Wore out.
Okay. You'd say any of those?
Yeah. See if there's anything else. I guess that's about it.
All right. A person has been well and you hear that suddenly they've gotten some disease. You say, last night she...
got sick.
Would you say took sick ever?
I don't think so.
Okay. But you don't have to worry. She'll be well again.
Yeah, they went by and by there. I don't think I'd say that. Where have I heard by and by?
In the sweet by and by?
Yeah, I guess that's it. That's about the only time. By and by, you know, again at Uncle Remus a lot.
What would you say in that context? She'll be well again?
Before too long.
Okay.
Sooner or later.
So if you're traveling, we'll get there.
Eventually, sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say last night he...
caught a cold.
Okay. Ever say took a cold?
I could. I might say he took a cold.
Right.
He's taken cold.
And if it affected his voice as it has mine,
yeah.
You would say he's...
a little hoarse.
And if he does
yeah.
that, you'd
yeah.
say he has
yeah.
a...
got a cough.
Okay. I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit...
sleepy.
Yes. And when the alarm clock goes off,
I'll wake up.
And he's still sleeping. You'd better go...
wake him up.
The medicine is still by the patient's bedside. You say, why haven't you...
taken.
He says, I...
took.
And I will...
take.
Okay. You can't hear anything at all. You're stone.
deaf. Might say hard of hearing.
Okay. You wouldn't say stone hard of hearing. Is hard of hearing less severe than deaf, or is it the same? Would you be just a little deaf, I guess?
Yeah, sure. A little deaf. Completely deaf.
Okay. If you said hard of hearing, would that ever imply that you couldn't hear at all?
I don't think so.
Okay. If he began to perspire when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he had done what?
Sweat a lot.
Okay, anything else?
I don't think I ever use perspire. It's a little bit formal.
Okay.
And I think I have that uninflected all the way through. Sweat,
mm-hmm.
sweat, sweat.
Okay, good. A lump on your arm with a big core in it is a?
Mm-hmm. I call that a boil.
Different name if it has more than one core?
No, I don't know about that carbuncle business. I've heard rising. But I think it's the same thing as boiling. It's kind of an old-fashioned term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when the boil opens, the stuff that drains out is?
Pus.
Any older name for that? Mm. If you have an infection and your hand gets bigger, you'd say my hand did what?
Swelled.
And it's still pretty badly?
Swollen.
But if it's not infected, it probably won't.
Swell.
When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is?
Water.
Okay, if somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say he went to the doctor to look at the...
wound.
And a skinless growth in a wound that has to be burned out?
I don't know. You want proud flesh for pronunciation, but I'm not familiar with that.
Never seen it or heard it? Okay.